is the topic of the tropics on the Ivory Coast. A Lulu of a Zulu, and they love her the most. A true Ubangi maid, instead of saying how do, she says, Ubangi, me bangi too. Her mama and her papa, they are worried no end. They feel their daughter hadn't ought to make both strangers and friends. Afraid that the fellas might misconstrue when she says, you bangy, me bangy too. They beat their tom-toms every time she shakes a fancy hip. They beat their tom-toms and they keep a very stiff lower lip. The chassis of the lassie is in very good taste. The lines are very fine and not a thing's gone to waste. They figure right away that it means unga bunga boo when she says you me too. She's given congo lessons back in her bamboo hut. The price is very nice, it's only 2 coconuts. But congo lessons quickly go askew when she says you bangy, me bangy too. They beat their tom-toms and they make a lot of noise. They beat their tom-toms, after all boys will be boys. The missionaries try to play to straighten her out, but Lulu says it's way too late and it's true no doubt. Cause after all, what can the fellas do when she says, you, me, too? To Saxon minor accents on the wrong syllable, down under it's a blunder, causes lots of trouble. But in any country, it's a hell of a cue when she says, you bangy, me bangy, too. They beat their tom-toms every time she shakes a fancy hip. They beat their tom-toms and they keep a very stiff lower lip. The chieftain of the tribe wanted to make her his bride, but Lulu said, no, no, you've got one wife on his side. But chief said, do not worry, tonight she's barbecue. Then you duh me duh do. The latest word that's been heard from that tropical land is that riot after riot has things way out of hand. The chief just found out that Lulu will not woo-woo when she says, you bangy, me bangy, that is just her native slangy. All she means is, how do you do?